Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to my Subaru for some more devotions on emotions. And today we're going to continue our study on the emotion of guilt and of shame. The last time I talked to you about true guilt, and it is so essential that we have a conscience that is shaped, cleansed, and informed by Scripture. But today I want to talk to you about phantom guilt, or as some people call it, false guilt. Maybe you've heard of amputees who lost a leg or lost an arm, but still somehow their brain registered that they were feeling pain in a leg that was no longer there or an arm that was no longer there. Well, phantom guilt can be a lot like that. You know, I remember when I first became a follower of Jesus, I lived with so much guilt and so much shame, but the freedom and the joy that I felt knowing God had forgiven me was so beautiful, so amazing. But then this idea of phantom guilt crept into my life. It was subtle. I didn't recognize it, was not aware of it. But I began to experience on a regular basis this sense of guilt, and as well as a sense of shame that I'll talk to you about next time. But I began to learn from scriptures and from wise people that this idea of phantom guilt is something that we need to root out of our lives. And it has a lot to do with an enemy who lies to us, but it also has a lot to do with how we think and how much we are informed by God's Word. And so let me share some thoughts on where this idea of hyper or phantom guilt may come from. For example, it may come from someone who just has a hypersensitive conscience or a weak conscience. And it's just a persistent sense of guilt. They always feel guilty. Even when they can't think of anything that they've done wrong, they still feel guilty. And there are those who have a seared conscience, a hardened conscience. You know, I mentioned Hitler last time. You know, I wish he had a conscience. But on the opposite end of a hardened conscience is what I would call a hypersensitive or a weak conscience. And it's just a persistent sense of guilt, even when that guilt is not connected to or tied to anything specific. And then there are some who just had a very unhealthy spiritual upbringing. You were taught and motivated, and it was preached from the pulpit by guilt, and it was all about trying to make you feel guilty, to keep you in line, to get you to do the right thing and to give more or whatever it was. And I would describe that as very toxic, unhealthy spiritual influence. But then some of you just were brought up by imperfect parents. I know you love your parents, but they did some damage, they did some harm. Because they're broken people as well. And so some of the rules you may have learned as a young person in your home, these are unspoken rules, but everybody knows what the rules are. Let me give you some examples. Maybe you were taught, don't feel what you feel. Feel what you're told to feel. Or how about this? Don't show emotion, especially if it's the emotion of anger. You're not allowed to be angry. Or maybe your emotions were discounted, pushed aside. They were considered invalid. And that you were told even that when you expressed how you felt about something, you were told to not feel that way. Or perhaps there was even abuse or neglect or even abandonment. And all those things can lead to a weak or hypersensitive conscience where you just struggle with phantom guilt. And so phantom guilt, if unchecked, if we don't deal with it in our lives, listen to what psychologists tell us that it can lead to. It can lead to perfectionism, a constant sense of I gotta do everything right and everything perfect. It can lead to workaholism, someone that can't relax and just enjoy time doing nothing. It can lead to depression. It can lead to regular outbursts of anger. It can lead to an inability to have close friendships. because there's always friction, there's always tension, and you're not able to sustain a healthy long-term relationship. It can lead actually to physical illnesses, ulcers, just stress, anxiety, and it can lead actually to addictions. Often addictions come from a place of trying to cover or medicate pain in our lives. And when I say addiction, it could be addiction to a substance like alcohol or marijuana or worse, but it could also lead to an addiction like shopping or Netflix or some other behavior that isn't necessarily bad, but it dominates someone's life. And so let me ask you a question. Is this you? Does this describe you in any way or at any level? This was me for a long term. And I had to identify this lie. And I had to replace the lie with God's truth. Let me just ask you, if you're struggling with guilt, ask this question. Have I violated God's word? Have I violated my conscience? Or is this, am I just feeling guilty for some vague, arbitrary reason? Because one of the things that may be going on in you is you have this sense, you know what? I disappointed my mom. My dad would not approve. I'm not living up to their expectations. I've disappointed someone because I haven't fulfilled their expectations for me. See, when you understand the root of why you're feeling guilty, then you can make the informed decision. Is this true guilt or is this phantom guilt? Have I lived up to some expectation or have I not lived up to some expectation that isn't even from God? So let me give you one verse. If you're struggling with guilt and you're not sure if it's real guilt, Romans 8 chapter 1 says this. I memorized this verse as a brand new believer and I had to preach it to my heart day after day after day, year after year after year. I still have to preach it to my heart after 34 years. There is therefore, because we're in Christ, because he's forgiven us, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Claim that for yourself today. Walk in that reality and that truth. You stand before God no longer condemned, free of guilt, free of shame. God bless you guys, and may the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you, and may the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. See you guys next time.